Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra, this is India Kilo 1 Sierra Lima Delta, Telebridge Earth Station calling from Italy for a scheduled Irish contact. Do you copy, Sunny, over?
That's a little bit broken, but I can hear you, over.
Okay. Okay, Sunny, Oscar Romeo 4, India Sierra Sierra, India Kilo 1, Sierra Lima Delta. Today we are acting from Italy as a telebridge station for Gujarat Council of Science City. Are you ready, Sunny, for the first question? Over.
I am ready, but first I'd like to say happy Diwali and happy Annakut New Year's Day in India today. I hope everybody's having a great day, and I'm ready for the first question. Over.
Okay, good day to all. Go ahead, India.
Okay. Hi, Sunita. My name is Sakshi. My age is 13. And my question is, how Sun Moon looks like from ISS? Over.
Hi, I got your question, and we were just trying to see an eclipse, actually, last night. The moon looks very clear. We're not that much closer to the moon than you are on Earth, but it is absolutely crystal clear, so you can see all the craters and the different light parts and dark parts. Over.
Okay. Sunita, second student is going up to go.
Hi, Sunita. My name is Alakendu. My age is 16, and my question is, do you observe any extra solar or lunar eclipse on space during your journey? Over.
As a matter of fact, we were trying to see the lunar eclipse last night. Solar eclipses, I was up here, I haven't seen, and we were just not in the exact right place to see the lunar eclipse. However, we were up at midnight trying to check it out. So extra, I don't think so, just because we are pretty close, still pretty close to the Earth. But thank you for your question. Over.
Okay. Third one is Kunal.
Hi, Sunita. My name is Kunal Kumar Sahu. 9 years old, and my question is, ma'am, how many hours you work and how many hours you take rest? Over.
Great question. We try to keep like a normal work day up here, so we work about 8 hours and we try to sleep about 8 hours, and then there's just other things like you do at home, housekeeping stuff, you know, of course, like going to the bathroom and making your food, that takes up the other time. So we try to make it a normal work day, just like at home. Over.
Okay, Sunita, this is Vito Alpha Golf Juliet. Again, our next fourth student.
Hi, Sunita. My name is Das Diva. I am 14 years old. Ma'am, my question is, what do you do for entertainment? Over.
You're coming in a little broken, but I think the question was about entertainment. We do have a little bit of internet up here. We also have pre-recorded television shows that we can watch. But the best thing is actually just looking out the window and checking out the planet. And I do a little geography quiz with myself all the time when I look out so I can learn more about our planet. Over.
Okay, so you're thank you. Fifth student is Ritvi Raj. Okay, go ahead, Ritvi Raj.
Yes, I'm Rudraj Kumar from Kuwait. What do you eat? Over.
What do we eat? So we eat all sorts of things up here. You know, we have a wide range of food from, you know, American type food, lasagna, chicken, potatoes, vegetables. I brought some Indian food up here. I have some saag paneer, some palak paneer. Of course, we have Japanese food because I'm flying with a Japanese astronaut. Some curry, some rice, and Russian food, of course, too. So some potatoes, some beets I had last night, and some cheese with nuts even this morning. Some of it's dehydrated, some we just heat up. Over.
Okay, Shinga, thank you. Next student is Ishan. Go ahead, Ishan.
My name is Ishan. I'm 14 years old. And my question is, what are your main roles at ISS?
So we do a lot of different things up here. So we're doing a lot of science experiments, trying to figure out what happens to humans in space, what happens to materials in space, what happens to fire in space. All these things we'll need to build the next spacecraft to make it smarter, and hopefully we'll be able to go farther with that. But also, it is like a building, like a house, and so you have to take care of it. So we do a lot of maintenance, which that means some spacewalks sometimes and some robotics. We're using a robotic arm. Over.
Okay, so you got seventh student, Salami.
Hi Sunita, I am Saloni and my age is 14. Happy New Year. Firstly, do persons on the International Space Station have the opportunity to practice their religion daily?
So I got your question, and you know what, I think just being up here is pretty spiritual. You realize that, you know, the Earth is such a beautiful place, and we are so blessed to be living in such a beautiful planet. Nowhere else could we be living. And so I think every day when I look out the window, I always take a moment to reflect about religion and think about, really, what is the meaning of life. Over.
Okay, Sunita. I'm VTO Alpha Golf Juliet, VTO Alpha Golf Juliet, Anirudh, the 8th student. Go ahead, Anirudh.
Hi, I'm Anirudh, and I'm 15 years old, and my question is, how you keep acquainted yourself with daily happening on Earth? Over.
So we do have a little bit of the internet, and also we do have a radio contact with Mission Control in Houston and Moscow in Europe and also Japan. And so they do keep us appraised of what's going on Earth. But, you know, if you wanted to, you didn't have to know too much about it, and you could live just up here. But it's nice to make sure we were connected with things that are going back on Earth. Over.
Okay, Sunita, thank you. My student is Deepesh.
Hi, I am Deepesh. I am 12 years old, and my question is, do you know today is special day for Gujarati community as well as for the Indian children? Over.
So you came in a little broken. I think your question was about going back to ISS, and I would love to come back to ISS, but I want everybody to be able to come up here. It is just amazing. So I think that's the most important thing, is more people come up here. Over.
Okay, thank you. Tenth student is Gayatri. Okay, Gayatri, go ahead.
My name is Gayatri, and I'm 10 years old, and my question is, after coming back, would you like to go again to ISS?
Absolutely. It's just an amazing place to live and to work. And I miss my friends and family, of course, at home, and my little dog. But living up in space is just spectacular. But like I said, I would love more people to be able to come up to space. Over.
Okay, thank you, Sunita. Next student is Milind.
Hi, Sunita. I am Milind. And my question is, are you planning to visit India and Gujarat to encourage us? Over.
I would love to visit India when I come back from space and tell everybody about it and show them some videos and what we've been doing up here, because it is pretty incredible. So absolutely, I would love to come visit India. Of course, Gujarat, that's where my father is from, and so I would love to be there. Over.
Okay, thank you, Sunita. And next student. Okay, go ahead, student.
Hello, Sunita. My name is Dhru Pandey. I am 8 years old. My question is that how do you maintain cleanliness at ISS?
So it's interesting. It's not that dirty. Of course, there's no dirt up here. We do sweat, and of course, we do lose some of our hair, just like normal when you brush your hair. Hair comes out. And so all of that stuff gets sucked up into an air ventilation system. And then on the weekends, we use the vacuum cleaner and clean up, and also use like sanitary wipes to make sure we wipe up all the surfaces so we don't get sick up here. Over.
Okay, thank you, Sunita. Now, Dipti.
Good evening, Sunita. My name is Dipti, and I'm 17 years old. My question is, can you brief us about your daily life? Over.
Sure. Every day is a little bit different up here, but we have a little bit of a routine. We get up around 6 in the morning. We have a conference with the mission controls all over the world. They tell us what our activities will be for the day. Sometimes it's a physical fitness. Sometimes it's taking a blood draw. Sometimes it's doing a science experiment on fire or capillary flow. Then sometimes it's doing a spacewalk, or sometimes it's using the robotic arm, or doing an experiment with robot that we have up here, or even some of the experiments we have outside, like AMS, which is the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer. So it's all filled with different things like that, and it gets done somewhere around 6, and then we have a conference again, and then have some time for ourselves before we sleep. Over.
Okay, thank you, Sunita. Next student is Aditya.
Hello, Sunita. My name is Aditya Senapati, and my question is, how do you keep yourself fit?
Great question. We have a treadmill up here, as well as a bicycle, and also a weightlifting machine, which uses vacuum to be able to lift weights. And we really need to do this to make sure our bones and our muscles stay fit, particularly because we lose bone density and muscle mass and we need to regain that before we come home. Over.
1 minute to lose.
Okay, but Dhruval. Shritika, go ahead.
Hi, Sunita. I'm Shritika Beer and I'm 13 years old, and my question is, which personality inspires you to join NASA? Over.
Wow, it's a great question. I think I had a lifetime of inspirations. Of course, my parents were wonderful. They're both sort of explorers themselves. They're not afraid of things, and they try new things, and so that spirit was in me. Meeting different people in my, while I was in school, some of my teachers, my fifth grade teacher, as a matter of fact, my seventh grade science teacher, my 12th grade science teacher, all put the seed in my brain to want to investigate science. And then when I was a pilot was when I first learned about being an astronaut, and I met a couple astronauts, and they told me about landing on the moon, and I wanted to do that, so that's why I joined NASA. Over.
Okay, those for now, for us.
Hi, Sunita. My name is Dhruval Patel, and my question is, before joining NASA, as a student, how many hours you used to study? Over.
Loss for our television station.